This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Agon Erev Shabbos, Parshas Pekudei. I want to speak about a very interesting inyan today, a very unusual subject. We spoke about it actually many years ago, and I had a thought about it, so I would like to revisit. We know that mysteriously, you look at the end of Parshas Pekudei, there is no siman for the number of psukim in Parshas Pekudei. Every other pasuk in the Chumash has a siman. Now, if you notice something about the simanim are all the name of a person. Every siman at the end of the parsha is the name of a person. Interesting. It's always the name of somebody, not necessarily from the parsha. Often it's a word in the parsha, but it's most often a name of somebody in the Tanakh. And I saw in an article written by Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, in the Sefer Taras Yaakov, if anybody has a way to get it, I would love to get the Sefer Taras Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer. He's a descendant of the Kafa Chaim. He says that he found in the Sefer Mesoiras HaTar V'Hanavim, because the question is, who made up these simanim? You know, where does it come from? Is it recent? Is it legitimate? One time we gave a shir on the subject of how many psukim are in Tetzaveh. There are 101 psukim in Tetzaveh, and the Megala Amukos has a whole exposition of why there are 101 psukim in Tetzaveh. So clearly the simanim and the significance of the number of psukim in a parsha is of ancient origin. However, the Kafa Chaim, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, the grandson, he brings from the Sefer Mesoiras HaTorah V'Hanaviim, that the Chachmei Tiberia, after the sealing of the Talmud, counted the number of psukim and parshiyos, and they gave a simon, the name of a person, which is gematria, the number of psukim in the parsha. So we see that this was done by the Bali Mesoira. This is not a recent invention. This was done by the very Bali Mesoira themselves. And yet when it comes to Pekudei, there is no simon, which is very strange, unless you look in the Malbim Chumash. In the Chumash of the Malbim, they give you a simon, Eitzei simon, Aleph, Tzadi, Aleph. Eitzei is a simon. It's interesting that the Roikeach, in his commentary to the Torah, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer quotes, on the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Eglois Tzav, there are 92 days from the time Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim until they made the Egel. Isn't that interesting? 92 days from the time they left Mitzrayim. And the 92 psukim in Parshas Pekudei. So I would say it comes out rather remarkable, because the Mishkan is a kapara for the Egel. The Mishkan is a kapara for the Egel. That's why the Beis HaLevi says the Chet HaEgel was they didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing inherently wrong with it, it's just they were not commanded to bring the Egel, and that's why by the Mishkan it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem. So the Mishkan is a kapar for the Egel. So since the Egel they made 92 days after they left Mitzrayim, so Parshas Pekudei, which is a kapar for the Egel, we could suggest has 92 psukim. Okay, so that's one. Then, going back to the Malbim's mnemonic, Eitzei, I will leave, so we could explain. That's how we extricate ourselves from the Chet HaEgel. Meaning we can extricate, we could be Eitzei, I leave, being culpable and liable for the Egel. So that's one explanation. Eglois Tzav, 92 Eitzei, that's brought in the Malbim's Chumash. Correspond, and we're suggesting it corresponds to the 92 days that it took them to make the Egel. Fine. There's another suggestion that the Sefer Tapuche Chaim, he brings in the name of the Gera Rebbe, the Tolna Rebbe, in the Sefer Koivetz Golyoinos Mereach Nichayach of Rav Roin Yosef Chaim Masud Abu Chatzera, he quotes this from the Tolna Rebbe, who quoted the Admir of Lubavitch, and the Sefer Mishkan Aisecha Yisrael also quotes it from the Admir Lubavitch. They both bring the following historical explanation for Parshas Pekudei. Namely, Paskudei does have a siman. The siman is Beli Kayal siman. Beli Kayal siman. Beli is 42. Kayal is 50. 92. Beli Kayal is the siman. The siman is Beli Kayal. The printers, though, when they read Beli Kayal siman, they said, oh, there's no siman for Pekudei. So they took it out. But they mistakenly didn't know the siman for Pekudei was Beli Kayal siman. This is what's quoted in the name of the Ger Rebbe, the Tolna Rebbe, and the Admir of Lubavitch. Now, another version of this I found in the Sefer Beis Abba, Chela Gimel, where he wants to know why there's no siman for Pekudei. And he says in the ancient Chumashim, and I don't think this is correct, there used to be the following siman. Ein loy siman. Ein loy siman. Ein is 61. Loy is 31. So 61 and 31 is 92. Ein loy siman. The siman is ein loy. And the printers saw that, so they figured there's no siman. But little did they know, the siman was ein loy siman. Now, I don't think that is possible, because the way to say Ein Loy Simen is Ayin Yud Nun, Lamed Vav, not Lamed Aleph. You don't say Ein Loy Simen. That's just repetitive. That's not even a way to speak. So probably, if there was such a Gersa, then it probably said a Beli Koil Simen. I once heard that many years ago from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. And Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer says that he found in the Sefer, Kiryas Sefer of the Meiri, that the Meiri has a siman for Pekudei, and the siman is Uziyah, Ayin Zayin Yud He, which is Gematria 92. So it's interesting that the Meiri, in the Sefer Kiryas Sefer, he gives a mnemonic for each parsha, and often it's not in sync with our mnemonic, which Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer questions, well, in that case, doesn't that seem to indicate that the mnemonics are not from the Bali Masoira? And he says it could be that the Meiri just didn't have access to these mnemonics that we have from the Bali Masoira. But Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer sort of dismisses the possibility that the siman for Pekudei is Beli Koil siman, because, as we pointed out earlier, every siman by every parsha is the name of someone in Tanakh. So why over some by Pekudei did they come up with a siman, Beli Kol siman? Especially, says Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, there is someone in Tanakh that we could have used as a mnemonic for Pekudei, and that is Livni. Livni Mishpachas Livni is the name of an individual. Livni Ben Gershon. So why couldn't we come up with that? And therefore he says even the Malbum siman of Eitzei is somewhat doichek, because again, usually we come up with the name of a individual. By the way, he asks on that if you look in Parshas Vayishlach, the name of the person who Vayishlach is named after is Kalita, which is Gematria 154, and the problem is there is no such person, Kalita, with a hey at the end. In the entire Tanakh, there is somebody, Kalita, with an aleph. And in a later edition of this Sefer, somebody wrote him a letter that sometimes the Bali Masaira write a siman b'krik siv. So it really, Kalita was with an aleph, but it could be read with a hey. By the way, Lamaisa, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer says, in his opinion, they should have used the name Avi Asaf for Vayishlach. And in fact, he found later that the Meiri does use the name Avi Asaf for the number of Pesukim Parshas Vayishlach. So I'm just giving a small suggestion on Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer's question of why all the other Parshios have names. So why would they name Pekudei Beli Kol Siman? So this is, I don't know, maybe B'derech Tzachos, but take it for what it is. What's the purpose of a Siman? The purpose of a siman is, it's a mnemonic, it helps you remember. So whatever's going to stand out the most, will be the best mnemonic. So certainly, B'li Kol Siman is a pretty memorable siman. But maybe we could suggest even further. You know, if there's any parasha in the Torah that counts things, it would be Pekudei. I mean, we count all the silver and how much it tallied up to and what kalim were bought with it. And we tally up the copper and the gold and what it was used for and the machzas hashekel and how many Jews there were. And there's an interesting question in the Zohar HaKadosh that we know, Ein habracha mitsuya loy bedavar hamonoy v'loy bedavar ha-mishkal. We know that blessing is never found in something that's counted or weighed or measured. And in that case, why are we counting everything in the Mishkan? You know, why do we keep on counting everything if Ein HaBracha Metsuya B'davar HaManai? So the Zohar says like this, Rabbi Yitzchak Shal Rabbi Shimon, Hada Amrinon She'ein HaBracha Metsuya B'davar HaManai V'lama Haya B'Mishkan HaKol B'Minyan. So Rabbi Shimon answered, something that doesn't come from Sitra de Kedusha, Ein HaBracha Metsuya B'davar HaManai. But something of Kedusha, Adaraba, more blessing comes. So therefore, since, and the proof that Zohar says is from Yosef. By the way, he says the Mishkan came through Bezalel. Bezalel somehow was like the secret of Yosef. The bottom line is that Pekudei is the exception to the rule. Pekudei, you're allowed to count everything. But it causes ayin hara, not bedavar hamotzo, not bedavar shal b'kedusha. So, in a way, the most ironic symbol to give for the parsha that counts everything is this parsha is the one parsha that you don't count the psukim, B'li Kol Siman. So it's just, you know, a little bit memorable, and perhaps the reason why either the siman was B'li Kol Siman or Ein Loy Siman. But now you remember that Pekudei has 92 psukim, and you remember corresponding to the 92 days that it took Klai Yisrael to make the Egel. And the Mishkan, of course, was a kapara for the Egel. And that's what I got for you on Parshas Pekudei. And now I want to share with you another item connecting to Megillas Esther to Parshas Pekudei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.